Hello, med students. My name is Zach Olson, and thank you for downloading this week's episode of the EM Clerkship Podcast. This week, this is all pre-recorded. I am in Chicago right now, actually. Oral boards. Wish me luck. So we're going to do an episode here. Occupational wellness, according to our wheel, our BS wheel, is the ability to get fulfillment from our jobs or career while maintaining balance. Here is this week's flaming shot of actual occupational wellness advice. If you want to change the world, your board exams, and you know, right now that might be USMLE 1, USMLE 2, but your board exams are the single most important group of milestones and goals and hurdles that you just have to hit. And you know, your emergency medicine board exam, once you've been accepted into emergency medicine residency, it all comes down to this test. Now, I don't want to like amp myself up and freak out, but this test, I'm just shooting straight. Like, you just have to pass it. It doesn't matter if you're a bad test taker, you have to pass it. No pressure, but it's like, you know, lots of pressure. You can't be an excellent emergency medicine doctor if you can't pass your boards. My program director only had a small handful of residency rules for us. It was almost like a running joke, but he told us day number one, one of his like straight up rules, he's just like, everybody, rule number one, pass your boards. I'm going to be very, very disappointed in you, very angry if you don't pass your boards. And it's probably the best piece of advice he gave me, because it's true. Like, this is your career on the line. And so, you know, unlike our wellness wheel, I actually recommend that you sacrifice some balance in your life when you got to prep for this one, when this one's coming up, just like you did for your USMLE. You got to just go and get it and grab it. And this week, what I want to do is I basically just want to educate you on this hurdle and put it in your line of sight. Because just being honest, I didn't even hardly know much about this test at all until probably about mid-residency, the boards, right? This goal, this test that you have to pass. And so, you know, these last few months, screw work-life balance. This occupational milestone is very important and high stakes, and you only have to do it once, but it's like a big, big deal. So I'm going to teach you about it this week. So you take the MCAT, you take USMLE 1, 2, and 3, and you're starting residency. So what's your next test? Like, what's the next big one, right? Like, some of you probably are wondering that. Here's how it works. In residency, you have something called the Emergency Medicine In-Service or In-Training Examination, and it's at the end of every February every year. You take the same test, same format. It's different questions every year, but it's every year in February, once a year. It's essentially what it is. It's like a practice test for your written boards. It's 4.5 hours long. There's 225 questions on it. And it's basically meant to mimic the written boards that you are going to take once you're done with residency. So you don't have like the high stakes test until the end of residency, but we're going to get to that part in a bit. So this in-service exam every February, it doesn't have any stakes associated with it necessarily, which is nice. But the thing is, your program director and your core faculty, they're getting a copy of your score, your percentile, your rank compared to all of the other residents of the same year as you in other residencies around the country. And if you do poorly on this test, your program director's attention is going to just be like all over you, because he doesn't want you to fail the actual boards, right? But, you know, in reality, you can take some deep breaths. This is pretty low stakes. And if you're studying hard and doing some normal preparation, you're going to be fine. You take this test every year as the preparation practice test for your real boards, the ABEM boards, they're called. You finish residency, and then that fall. So I just finished residency in July, right? And so this last fall, you take something called the qualifying exam. And it's basically the in-service exam again, only it's maybe a little bit longer. It's 305 questions. It takes all day, but it's all on one day. And it's a written multiple choice test with basically, this has a lot riding on it, big stakes, but it's not necessarily like the hardest test you will ever take. I mean, I felt like MCAT was way harder. I felt like step one was way harder. especially if you've been studying how I taught you how to study on our previous kind of one of our wellness episodes. That's the qualifying exam, it's called. And you take it the fall after you graduate from residency. So you have your in-service exam every February during residency. It's like a practice test. And it's a practice test for the qualifying exam, which is the fall when you graduate. And then it's like the queen mother test, right? And so that's what I'm doing now, actually, or, you know, right around now when you're listening to this. So assuming that you qualify to take this test by crushing the written portion of the test, the qualifying exam that you did in the fall, you basically get assigned to do this either in the spring or the fall of the next year. So up to a year after you finish residency, and you're going to go to a hotel in Chicago. Again, either the spring after you pass, so you graduate, and then you do that written test in the fall, the qualifying exam, and then you either do it in the spring or even the next fall, you'll get assigned to do this oral test, the oral test, right? The oral boards. And so, you know, again, basically a full year after you finish residency, and more or less what you're doing with other emergency medicine attendings is you're doing oral sim cases. And so there'll be an emergency medicine boarded physician in the room, and they'll be like, hey, you have a 41-year-old male that comes in by EMS looking pale and unresponsive. And they stop talking, and you basically start orally running the case. I walk into the room. What do I see? Can I please have vitals? Nurse Abem, will you please start 2 large bore IVs, hook the patient up to the monitor, and draw some blood? I'll tell you what you need in a few minutes. Can we start, though, by checking point-of-care blood glucose? Oh, the patient isn't protecting their airway. Is my IV started yet? Oh, it's not. Crap, we can't get an IV. Place an IOL. Please prepare my equipment. I need suction. Let's pre-oxygenate. Let's get some airway adjuncts. Position the patient. I want etomidate and rocuronium. I want a MAC-4 and an 80 tube. All right, are we all ready? Let's repeat a set of vitals. Okay, please push the medicine. Oh, they're hypotensive now. Go ahead and give a fluid bolus. Yada, yada, yada. Oh, labs. Lab show, CT shows an intracranial bleed. Okay, well, let's do this. Please call neurosurgery. Hello, Dr. Neurosurgery. My name is Zach. I have this case I was hoping you could consult on. Is the family here? Hello, my name is Dr. Olson. I have some really unfortunate news. Oh, really? Do not intubate? Wow, I didn't know that. And, the patient actually already has a breathing tube in. Well, we should maybe consider talking about taking it out. Is there other family here? And so on and so on and so on. And you do this for 7 cases, and it's an all day type thing. And that's your oral board. You won't know what the cases are in advance, obviously. And that's what the boards are like. And you have to do it one time. The written portion of the test, as of right now, they do make you kind of re-up that every 10 years, just the written part, not the oral part. But, and the other thing is you, every year, once I'm done with this test, you kind of do this like open book CME type test. But this, really, this, where I'm at right now, this is kind of like that last true big hurdle to becoming like an boarded emergency medicine physician. I'm technically an emergency medicine attending, but I'm not boarded in emergency medicine yet. And that's what it's like. There's your flaming shot of occupational wellness. I recommend that you actually forgo some balance when this test is coming up. And I recommend that you prepare hard, minimize your video games, minimize your Netflix binging in the month or two leading up to this, right? This is a big deal. It's kind of like, step one, step two, it's the same thing. That's how it works. And I will let you know how it goes. Wish me luck. But this is kind of just a filler episode, but I wanted to let you know what was going on and what I was doing. You have to pass your boards. That is your flaming shot of wellness. Now you know what to expect. So wish me luck. Until next week, keep working hard, keep studying, and be sure to enjoy your shift.